Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this time. Lord, I thank you for your anointing upon me as I minister your word today, and that your word is already anointed. May we have ears to hear and a heart to receive. And not only hear and receive, but be doers of what we hear. Hallelujah. We rejoice this morning. Yes, we get to celebrate, and I do hope all of you get to stay afterwards. We're going to celebrate in the multipurpose room, and we're just going to have hot dogs, toppings, pasta salad, chicken salad, and I don't know what else Nelly has, but we do hope all of you can stay, all right? So, you know, God is just awesome. We can't outdo him. I have worked for 2 weeks, I think, on this message that I was going to minister this morning, only to find out at about 7:30, everything changed. So I had from 7:30 until probably, I guess, about 8:30. Okay, Lord, what is it? So this is it. I'm going to give it to you like you gave it to me. All right? Okay. The message for you this morning is, it's your time for a breakthrough. It's your time for a breakthrough. It's your time. And we have to ask ourselves, are you tired of just being knocked down? You know, we can love the Lord. We can pray. We can sing. We can shout. We can pray in tongues. We can do all those things. And some of us may not even know Jesus, but we get knocked down so many times sometimes. And when you're getting knocked down, sometimes there's bitterness. There's sometimes hurt. But I want to let you know that no matter what you're going through today, today is your day. Today is your day. Satan is like a badger. He's like a picker. He just likes to keep picking. He likes to keep aggravating. And when he finds an area that you're weak in, he keeps punching in those same areas over and over and over. And sometimes we feel like we have overcome some things in life, right? You feel like, I've got that. I mean, hey, I've overcome that. But come to find out, you get up the next day, you're right back where you started. And sometimes you find yourself going around the same mountain over and over and over and over again, only because Satan keeps knocking us back. But God wants us to have a breakthrough. He wants us to have a breakthrough. And some of us, we are facing the same old fears. Over and over, we have to deal with these things. The same habits. Over and over, we have to deal with these things. And we'll say, well, I put that, I thought that was under the blood. I just thought that was behind me, God. Only to wake up and find out you're still having to deal with the same thing you dealt with yesterday. And sometimes we have to get to that point to put our foot down and let Satan know enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm tired crying about the same old thing. I'm tired of having to deal with the same old thing over and over and over. But today is your day for a breakthrough. For us just to put our foot down and let the devil know, I refuse to let you boss me around. The devil will try and boss you around. And do you know what? Sometimes it's easier for us to hear all the negative words from Satan than what we hear from God. The devil will tell you, well, you know, look at you. You know you're not going to make it. Oh, look at you. You think you're really going to have the money to pay your bills? You poor thing. Oh, you this and oh, you that. And you start blaming yourself about different situations. And he'll start speaking into our ears. The devil speaks to you. You ever get quiet and get still and the devil start talking to you? You know, oh, this is going on. This is going to happen. All this is going on. So he speaks loud to us. But we have to shut him up and let him know enough is enough. Enough is enough. Don't let him bully you. Don't let the devil bully you. Just this time, the rejoicing that we had up here and praising God and just enjoying Jesus. That's what God wants for us every day. But the devil will try and tell you differently. He wants you to feel sad about yourself. He wants you to feel, you know, this way or that way. God wants us to have, God is a God of breakthrough. He's a God of breakthrough. Moses them had all those Pharaoh's army after them, behind them. They had the Red Sea before them. What are they going to do? Called on God. What did God do? He parted the sea for them. And now if he parted the sea for Moses, won't he do it for you? What's your Red Sea this morning? What do you need parting for you? What do you need God to part for you this morning? He's just waiting for you to ask him. He told Moses what to do. Moses listened to God. God told Moses what to do. Moses did what God said do. And when he did what God said do, the ocean parted because Moses was obedient to what God said. Moses got his breakthrough. You want your breakthrough this morning? Think about the lady with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Did she touch it? Was she made whole? Can you touch him this morning? Will he make you whole? Will he give you your breakthrough? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I want you to look, let's look at Hebrews 4:10 this morning. And think about what I'm saying. It's time for your breakthrough. Let's look at Hebrews 4:10. Hebrews 4:10. It's time for your breakthrough. We'll not take no for an answer. We will not take no for an answer. Hebrews 4:10 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. I want you to look at that. Let us come. Let us come. First of all, we got to come. We can't just sit and think about it, right? We must come. We must go to the throne of grace. We must come to the throne of grace. How do we come? Boldly. How do we come to the throne of grace? Boldly. Not shy, not your head down, not unworthy, not timid, but we are to come boldly. We are to come boldly. Now, where are we going? To the throne of grace. How much better can it get, folks? We're looking for a breakthrough. So we go to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, we go to the throne of grace, asking God and letting him know what we need. Now, why do we want to go to the throne of grace this morning? To obtain mercy. How many of you can use some mercy this morning? To obtain mercy. Why do we need mercy? To get through the day. Sometimes we need mercy just to get through the hour, just to get through the moment. But we need God's mercy to get through the day, to get through a hard time, to get through this journey called life. We need his mercy. We need his mercy just to deal with life. We need mercy to deal with each other. We need mercy to deal with family and friends. We need God's mercy, and it's available to us. So when we go to the throne of grace, we get his mercy. What else do we find when we go to the throne of grace? We find grace to help us when we need it. We find grace. And you know, we need that grace to show grace to others. To show grace to others. We need that grace to help us. But he said that when we go to, therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. To do what? Help us in time of need. So when we're in need of a breakthrough, we can go to the throne of grace, go to God in the name of Jesus boldly for our breakthrough in sickness, breakthrough in pain, fear, panic, depression, confusion, whatever we need, we can go to the throne of grace because God is there for us. Now, I want you to look at Hebrews 10:23. All right. Hebrews 10:23. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without doing what? Wavering. For he is faithful that promise." God is faithful that promise. So now he's telling us, let us do what? Hold fast. We've got to learn to hold fast. To what? To our confession of faith. So whatever you're believing God for, whatever word that you have in you, you hold fast to that word. You hold fast to it without wavering or going back and forth. Because God is faithful to what? To what he has promised. So we have to know some things. We have to know, first of all, what did he promise? If you don't know what he promised, you won't even know what to believe God for. So we have to know what he promised. Number one, I know that he promised this, that he will never leave me, that he will never forsake me. So when the devil tells you, oh, God forgot about you. Oh, no, he didn't, devil, because he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And he said that he will protect you. That's the promises of God. Many of us can look around and see how God has protected us. He said he will strengthen us when we are weak. So during the time of waiting for your breakthrough, know that God is strengthening you. In the time of waiting, know that he's coming through for you. Know those things. We must know something. We must know the word of God. Watch what you are saying. Watch what's coming out of your mouth. Whatever comes out of your mouth determines when your breakthrough comes. Praise and worship coming out of your mouth. Standing on the word of God coming out of your mouth. Trusting God, waiting on that breakthrough. Sometimes we may not get the breakthroughs because we hadn't followed through with trusting and waiting on God and believing God. We have to ask ourselves that sometimes. That may be the reason. I have one other thing I want to share with you. I want you to always remember to use the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus. I've had to call on Jesus a whole lot this week. Calling on the name of Jesus. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will keep us until our breakthrough comes. And we don't just sit around and wait for the breakthrough. We break through in praise and worship and standing on the word of God. God is waiting on us to respond in obedience to his word and receive all the promises that he has made available to us. God wants to do the impossible through you today. He wants to do the impossible in us and through us. So whatever your breakthrough may be or whatever it may look like, just know that God's working for you. God is on your side. He's working for you. Just believe and wait and trust him. And this is what I wanted to say. How many times has prayer failed to get an answer because of failure to continue believing until we see our answer? Sometimes when we get up and we don't see the answer, well, it must not be so. I don't see the answer. You get up the next day, well, it must not be so. I don't have my breakthrough. No, 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 no. Lord, I just praise you. My breakthrough is coming. Lord, I thank you. My breakthrough is on the way. I worship you, Father God. My breakthrough is on the way. Father, you said you'd never leave me. You'd never forsake me. I thank you, Father. I remind myself that you said that you are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. That you will open doors that nobody else can open for me, Father. That you will provide every need that I have. God, I thank you for my breakthrough. My knees might not be acting right now. My elbows, my arm, I may have pain in my body. But Father God, you said in your word that by your stripes I am healed. You said in your word that you will meet all my needs. Lord, I thank you for my breakthrough. I thank you for my breakthrough. We have to say some things and we have to take authority over it. I have tomatoes growing on my back porch in a pot. And when I set them out, I didn't see any baby tomatoes. So I didn't look at my vine and say, oh, my goodness. Now, I got you from the store and they said you're supposed to have tomatoes. I don't even see any tomatoes on you. What's wrong with you? Where's my tomatoes? I don't see any tomatoes. So I guess I'm just going to throw you in the trash. No, I kept my tomatoes on the back porch. I kept watering my tomatoes and I would look at them and I saw some blooms. I thought, ooh, my babies are on the way and I have my tomatoes. And I went out the other day and I looked at my vines. I said, ooh, I have some babies. I have some babies. I have tomatoes growing on my vines. And I said, James, come look. I have tomatoes. I have tomatoes. I got a breakthrough. I got my baby tomatoes. See, I didn't give up because I didn't see tomatoes on the vine. So don't give up before you see your tomatoes. Don't give up before you see your breakthrough. Don't give up. Because some of you know I had issues with my foot. You know, I went to my blessed doctor back there, and he told me what was going on with my foot. And I sat around and put stuff on it and did what I needed to do. But guess what? I'm healed. I didn't say, forget your foot. I'm not going to ever put a pretty pair of shoes on you again. You've been bad to me. You've been bad to me. No, I wanted a breakthrough. I got my breakthrough. I did what my doctor told me to do, and I got my breakthrough. So if we do what the word of God says do, we're going to get our breakthrough. Just do what the word of God says do, and we will get our breakthrough. Do you know prayer and praise brings God on the scene? I missed out on a lot in my earlier years of walking with God. Finding out, you know, just pray and praise. Pray and praise. You don't have to know the whole Bible to pray and praise. You don't have to know 100 scriptures. You don't have to pray 3 hours. All you got to do is pray and praise and wait. Pray and praise and wait on God. That's all we have to do. And to bring him into the middle of our storms in our lives. Sometimes we're getting in the storms of life and we want to figure out. You're in the middle of this storm. We was in a bad storm yesterday after we left the funeral, getting home. It was bad. Couldn't even see the road. So sometimes life is like that. We're in the middle of a storm. Can't see the way. But that's when you fall back on what you know. That's when you fall back on praise and worship. That's when you stop and you meditate and you think on his goodness. Woo! That's when you stop and you think about how good he's been in the past, how good he is now, and how good he's going to be tomorrow. So we just had to slow down. We had to stop in the middle of the storm. And just wait. Sometimes we just have to wait on that breakthrough. But guess what? I guarantee you it is coming. We kept on going. We kept on moving. We kept on driving, and we drove right out of the storm. So I am here to tell you, you keep praying. You keep praising. You keep trusting. You keep believing right in the middle of the storm. Your breakthrough is here. Whether you see it or not, the sun was still shining yesterday. It was raining on us, but the sun was still shining somewhere else. So you're going to have some rainy days. You're going to have some rainy nights. But God is still God. His word is still the same. It does not change. So guess what? We're not going to change either. I've got a made up mind. How many of you got a made up mind this morning? You got a made up mind. Whether you see a breakthrough or not, you know it is here. I didn't see the sun, but I knew it was still shining. We looked at each other and said, we can't even see the road, but the sun was still shining somewhere else. So that means it is working in my life no matter what it means. I might get, sometimes we might get stuck in the rain and stuck in a cloud, get stuck in a problem, but God is still God. That's when you just keep praying, keep praising, and keep trusting. And tell yourself, I will hold fast to God's word because God is faithful to what he says. And thank you, God, for my breakthrough. See, we have to thank him before we even see it. Thanked God for this 75-year-old man. He's looking for him. I thank God for him. He's a blessing because I believe God. I ask God and I got him. So whenever we need something, when we want something from God, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. Let him know what you want. Sometimes we don't give God all the details. Give him the details. Give him the details of what you want. Lord, you know, let me see. I'll put it this way. We needed a vehicle. You know, you might need a vehicle. We wanted a vehicle. And so I kept asking James, well, what do you want? I don't know, but I know I want one. I said, well, you know what? We need to come up with a decision of what we want and what color we want. So we sat down. We came up with the kind of vehicle we wanted. We came up with the color vehicle we wanted. And we came up with how much money we wanted to pay for this vehicle because we did not want to go over. And guess what? Because we made up our mind, told God what we want, we got the color and the price that we wanted for it. So when you need something from God, go to him in details. Now, and we knew what we wanted. Did we have it sitting in the yard looking at us? No. So what do we do? Let us go. Like I said, let us go to the throne of grace. Okay, James, let us go to some dealerships. Let us go look. Because it wasn't coming with us sitting up in the living room looking on the internet or on the iPad. We had to get up and go do something. So we have to get up and go to God and let him know what I want. God, I thank you for a breakthrough this morning. Lord, these are the areas that I'm believing. Lord, I need a breakthrough in this area. I need a breakthrough in this area. God, I thank you for opening a door here. I'm thanking you for the breakthrough that I need. So remember to go to God in prayer. Go to Jesus, asking in the name of Jesus, Father God, I need this. And let him know, God, I thank you for my breakthrough today. Let him know. Give him an expectation. But God is faithful. He wants us all to have our breakthroughs. So I believe today is hold fast to what you know. Hold fast to what you know, for your breakthrough is coming. In whatever area you need, just believe God. All of us have different areas that we are standing in what we are believing God for. We really do. But God knows. I believe if you just hold fast to what you know and the confession of your faith and trust in God, He will come through for you. He'll do exactly what He said He would do. Amen. So hold fast till your breakthrough comes. Trust in God. Amen. So that is holding fast. And what was my other one I had here? I want you to know that the words are powerful and that your words can make you or your words can break you. So now I want you to repeat this after me. Say, let me see what I want you to say. Yeah, let's say this one. Let's say this. I want you to say, you know, God, help me to speak your word and speak your word only. Sometimes we need to remember that. God, help me to speak your word and your word only. Amen. So let's just say that. God, help me to speak your word and your word only. That is so important, y'all. But if we're not careful, we'll start speaking our words. We'll start speaking whatever we think. Amen? Well, guess what? Time to celebrate. We're getting ready to go celebrate our pastor's birthday. Amen. But one thing I want you to remember is always to know that God's words are powerful. And watch the words that you say. So if you didn't get anything else today, just make sure I'm going to watch the words I say so I can have my breakthrough. Amen. All right. Well, let's make the altar call here. And I want to see, do we have anybody that I'm just looking around, but I'm going to still make this available to everyone anyway. Do we have anyone here that have not asked Jesus into your heart? If you haven't asked Jesus into your heart, amen. Thank you, Lord. Do we have anybody that maybe have asked Jesus into your heart and you have walked away from Him? You haven't been and doing what you know that you should do. And do we have anyone here that maybe needs healing in your body? That you need prayer for healing? You may need prayer in some other area. Okay. I've made 3 appeals to you. And if either of the 3 fit you, I ask you to come to the altar.